It's a Jolene Roxbury holiday spectacle. I mean, special.
Well,
over that river and through them woods, to FM Talk we go.
You know, we're really not going anywhere. We're at Roxbury Farms now.
Right, Aunt Belle, but we're using this music because, you know, we were on the river, so we're playing over the river. And I think it still fits for 2025.
Well, technically, we moved off the river, over the river.
And we're not in the woods. We're in the country.
One more time. Why did we move?
I heard Jolene say it's because the river house was way too big and she got tired of cleaning it.
I didn't say it exactly like that, but you're not wrong.
Personally, I'm glad that we moved up to the farmhouse. I have always loved it up here.
Well, then, let me ask you why I'm being disenfranchised, because I ain't getting no vote.
Vote?
There was no vote. Jolene made that decision.
Thank you, John Bell. Yes, it was my decision to make. I decided to do some holiday shows, and I knew we'd need a lot more space.
Just look how big our new studio is. Everybody has their own space.
I love it.
Just because we have a bigger studio doesn't mean everybody has to be in there all the time.
I think it's very luxurious.
We've got a martini bar and a coffee station.
That's right, Jim. Don't be such a killjoy.
Me?
And annoying.
What do I do that's so annoying?
You're doing it right now.
I thought all of you would be thrilled about the upgrades.
I think Jim's just disappointed because he wanted his own tiny house for when he pulls an all-nighter.
When have you ever pulled an all-nighter?
I work way longer hours than any of you.
There ain't none of y'all got more seniority than me.
That is not true.
I've been here just as long as y'all have.
Yeah, you've been hanging out for a long time.
Matter of fact, in the beginning, there was a discussion about calling the show the Jolene and Reggie Show.
That discussion never took place.
Well, I may have brought that up myself, but it was a good idea.
Jeez.
Why is it 65 degrees in here?
Jolene's hormonal.
You did not just say that.
Why are you gals always mad?
You gals?
They're
gals.
All hormonal.
Jim Weaver, you don't know the first thing about any of
you
this.
You don't know what you're think talking about.
Oh, come on.
It is so hot.
It has nothing to do with
and
hormones.
Where is the
anybody
blend?
Would be hot
all
in this
the time.
Place.
Making a
and
picture
stop
of our
messing with the thermostat.
Touch the thermostat.
I have not touched the thermostat.
Look, we can deal with it through New Year's.
I think we can do it.
We're going to pick up some pumpkin spice lattes.
Later, dudes!
The following broadcast is brought to you live and in color on...
I don't want to hear no more of that goofy talk.
She'll do the talking. All you got to do is be a good listener.
Popular radio entertainment for the masses.
Sweet Jesus, please let this work.
Stand by.
Yeah! It's time. To have some fun is a good time on the way.
Merry Christmas!
Yes, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all's day. We got Jolene up in the house and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Jolene, it's Mama. Is somebody in there with you?
It's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. It's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up your day. We got Jolene up in the house and the Roxbury Players on the way.
Welcome, everybody. Hello. I'm Jolene Roxbury. You know, when the holidays roll around, I get very nostalgic. I think about the things I used to enjoy when I was a kid. We had a big station wagon. I'm sure a lot of you out there did. We had the huge Brady Bunch size station wagon with the wood panel sides and all of that. And the little crow's nest in the middle. We called it the crow's nest anyway. But my mom and dad loved to sing. And my dad can sing. My mom, not so much. But they would sing at the top of their lungs. And when the holidays came around, they would pull all of these really vintage style Christmas songs out of nowhere for them to duet. It was miserable. We were trapped. Trapped and rolling down the I-65 corridor to visit Grandma. Here's a little taste of what that was like.
And now here's a Roxbury Players holiday classic. Yeah, it's a classic. Yeah, listen up.
Hey there, bunny.
Hi, Dino.
What do you say we sing a little Christmas song for everybody?
Oh, that'd be far out, Dino.
Swing it.
Let's go.
Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus. Right down Santa Claus Lane. Nixon is blitzed and all his reindeer are pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, chickens singing, all is merry and bright.
Christmas chickens.
Hang your stockings and say your prayers, cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, making the scene on Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag of groovy tricks to drive the girls and boys insane.
Hear those sleigh bells mingle mangle, what a beautiful sight. Lock your doors and bar your windows, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Last year I got my liquor cabinet.
Couldn't make any martinis.
Oh yeah, Santa Claus comes tonight. Oh, that was beautiful, Bunny.
Well, Dino, you're the tops.
Come that old Saint Nick.
Yes, yes, those long trips in the car. Mom and Dad singing the whole way, making up words, and they would smoke. Mom and Dad both smoked those Winston Golds 100s, right? And they would barely crack the windows. You could see the smoke rolling across the dashboard. Either they didn't know any better, or they were purposely trying to snuff us kids right out. Speaking of kids, how you doing, Jim?
Hey, hey, hey. Doing great. Good to see you as always.
Did you overeat at Thanksgiving?
Whew. Man, I'm still so stuffed I can't see straight.
Yeah, you kind of got the puffy dad belly going on.
You would think it would go down by now, but no. Plus, you know, I've been working on some new holiday jokes for the show.
Yeah, I've overheard some of those.
Yeah, I knew you'd be excited about that.
Nobody wants to hear your dad jokes, Jim.
Super lame jokes every day of the year. They're hella bad now that the holiday's here. Jim Weaver's dad jokes. Super awful bad jokes. Jim Weaver's holiday dad jokes are here.
Okay, Jim, I don't think anybody can take any more of these dad jokes. They are somewhat endearing, but they're also annoying, so.
They're fantastic. This is awesome stuff. Here we go.
Bless your heart.
Why does Santa always enter through the chimney?
Because that's the way he's always done it. I don't know.
Because it soots him.
What?
It soots him.
Soots him.
You know this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Soot. Okay.
All right, Jolene, I got one more for you.
One more.
One more. And then maybe some later. But definitely one more. You ready?
Uh-huh.
All right, here we go. Here we go now. Mm. Everybody get ready. Here we go. What is Santa's favorite place to deliver presents?
I don't know.
Idaho. Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho.
You are off the chain. Jim.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Jim Weaver's holiday dad jokes are here.
I know, you thought we were done with those in 2023. Sorry.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
Are you having difficulties with your smartphone?
Uh-huh.
When you want to make a call, do you wonder where the buttons are?
Where are they?
When you attempt to swipe to a new page, do you always accidentally activate some app? Then your problem, my friend, is that your smartphone is smarter than you.
You said it.
That's why we offer Stupid Phones.
Oh, boy!
Yes, there's a stupid phone perfect for you. From the Wile E. Coyote Clever Phone with limited Acme apps, down to the Homer Simpson Basic Phone with rotary dial.
Oh.
So if your smartphone is smarter than you, go stupid.
Okay.
Just send a signed blank check to I'm Stupid 555 Flatline Road.
Okay.
Now, it's a phone call from a concerned FM Talk 106.5 host/content contributor.
Hey, Jolene, it's Jeff Poore.
Good to hear from you. Everybody, it's Jeff Poore. His political talk show is on Monday through Friday right here on FM Talk. We love your show, Jeff. How are you doing?
Good, thanks.
What can I do for you? Where did he go? Why does he just disappear like that?
It's his broadcasting style. But you wouldn't know anything about that, I guess.
Earl, don't
style.
Embarrass me.
Have you heard
Stop
of it?
Stop embarrassing me. He can hear you. You're still not talking. And you brought your own vintage country bed music. What are you doing? I don't even think you listen to the show.
As I recall, your show is fairly ridiculous.
It is. It's a variety hour. It's a break from shows like yours.
My show covers real news.
I know, you cover real news,
The real stuff.
I get it. You didn't have to go out of your way and make a special call. And I'm turning this bed music off. You just called up to tell me my show's ridiculous? We already know that. You're mean.
Don't get upset, Jillian. I'm just giving you crap. I really just called to wish everyone a happy holiday season.
Well, thank you, Jeff, very much. We've got to get back to the show now.
I also want to remind everybody to listen to Jeff Poor weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 9 until noon.
Just had to get that plug in there, didn't you?
It's the Jolene Roxbury Show.
I am Jolene Roxbury, and the Roxbury Players and I are so happy. We have a lot of fun during the holidays, and we've got a great show for you all the way through New Year's. We're bringing back a lot of your favorites, our brand of phone calls, and our favorite holiday songs. We've got a great show. Don't you go anywhere.
A&A Vacuum, this is David.
David, it's Jolene. Hey, my cousin bought a vacuum from you guys last year. They took it with them when they moved to northern Idaho. They got a caribou farm now. She said her husband had used their bright, shiny vacuum cleaner to vacuum out where the caribou sleep at night. You know full well, when he walks around there, he's getting caribou poop on his shoes. So now it's all up in the vacuum. There's nobody up there who does service like A&A.
There's nothing like the personal service you'll receive from A&A.
She's going to ship the vacuum cleaner to you guys, poop and all. Can you take care of it?
It is dirty.
Yeah, it stinks.
We can get rid of that awful odor.
Apologize for sending you something so nasty.
We do not mind at all.
Whatever's best for you.
A&A Vacuum, Cottage Hill Road, just west of University.
Are you planning a wedding reception, party, or any other event this year? Neiman's Catering has been serving the Gulf Coast for decades with great food and unsurpassed service. Their award-winning chefs are committed to making your event one to remember. So if you're planning a party or reception, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Great menus to fit your budget, and they will customize any menu to complement your taste. Call the event planners at Neiman's Catering in Mobile today at 473-3900. Ask them to give you the rundown of what's ready to go in the freezer. Why spend the whole time in the kitchen when you can get delicious meals ready to heat? Visit on the web at namanscatering.com.
Hi, this is Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch. Preserving and securing the safety of the people of Mobile County is a very rewarding job, but it can also be stressful and demanding. Laughter has been shown to lower blood pressure by releasing endorphins, which counteract the negative effects of stress. One way we fight stress is by tuning in to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour on FM Talk 106.5.
We are dashing through our holiday episodes. If you're listening to our show for the first time, you've probably discovered that we just have fun here. That's all. Download the FM Talk 106.5 app, and you can listen to our podcast on demand.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
And now, tips for domestic bliss with Sadie and Estelle.
Hello, everyone. I'm Estelle Montgomery.
And I'm Sadie Fabre.
Today, we're going to talk about getting yourself ready for all the holiday stress, like those radio stations that start playing the Christmas music on November 1st. Makes me want to shove jingle bells down somebody's throat.
You know, by the time midnight mass rolls around, I'm ready to kick a bishop out a stained glass window.
One thing that stresses me out more than anything is when my family comes to visit. So look, Sadie has come up with a perfect plan how to stop your family from coming. Having a sudden acute attack of vertigo is a way to keep the family away.
That's right, Estelle. I spend several hours each holiday season splayed out on the floor for no reason.
Right, and you can make it look very realistic by clutching at yourself and grabbing at pictures hanging on the wall on your way down to the floor.
It's just for show, you know, for the family.
Just fake it. Who's it gonna hurt?
I mean, who's gonna know if you have vertigo or not? You don't have to sport a cast or bruising.
You ain't gotta have no stitches, no crutches.
Or anything of that kind.
And no one gets their feeling tight when you tell them to stay the hell at their own house.
Believe me, for keeping the family away, vertigo is the way to go.
However, sometimes we have heard it can backfire on you. A few years ago, all of Sadie's in-laws insisted on moving in with her over the holidays to help us through. All six of Lawrence's sisters.
Oh, it was horrifying. I was smelling menthol more than thousands for a week. The whole house smelled like I had set our above-ground pool on fire.
My God, the smoke.
Not to mention, I had to have all the living room furniture power washed. They can't do that with certain types of inexpensive leather.
Certain kinds of tobacco smoke and animal excrement will not wash off cheap leather. So in this instance, where unwanted families concerned, it's never too early to start making your plans for the holidays. We'll see you next time. I'm Estelle Montgomery.
And I'm Sadie Fabre. Join us next time for more tips on domestic bliss.
You've been listening to Tips for Domestic Bliss with Sadie and Estelle.
I love that. I think it's because it reminds me of some family. Everybody's got a Sadie and Estelle somewhere down the line, up the line, in a closet, mummified in an old Ford Fairlane somewhere. So, you know, before I got into this field of work, okay, the Roxbury Players and I, well, we all did something completely different. Most of us did anyway. But I was in a completely different field, and sometimes I have to remind myself about of why I stayed so stressed out. I'm stressed out now, but it's a different kind of stress. I can get away from it when I need to. Before, nah.
Okay, kids, it's time to settle down just a bit. I need you all in a circle. Leslie's Aunt Jolene is here, and she brought a very special guest with her today. Children!
Miss Jones, here, I got this.
Hey, you little freaks, dry it up!
Oh my, do you think that's really
good? I got this! You're making Santa bang his gavel. Would you please? Knock it off!
It's good to be here with all of you this morning. Like Miss Jones said, my name is Jolene, but you can call me Ms. Riz Roxbury. Not really. I have the best job in the world. I have a radio show. We have lots of fun. We do lots of fun things. Now, a lot of you, I know your mommies and daddies actually went to high school with some of them. So when you go home, be sure and tell them that the crazy girl they made fun of in high school. Yeah, I make more money than the both of them put together now. Uh-huh. Okay. A little bit about me. Before I had my own radio show, I used to work for attorneys. Can you say that?
Lawyers!
Yeah. And today I brought my old boss with me. Yeah, the one dressed up in the seersucker Santa suit. Uh-huh. And he's going to read 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. Okay?
Yay!
Yes, thank you. Ho, ho, ho. May I have your attention, please?
It's right here, sir. Mr. Stickler. 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, that one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've got it covered. Whereas on or about the night prior to the 25th of December there did occur at a certain improved piece of real property here and after the house, a general lack of stirring by all creatures therein, including but not limited to a rodent of the family Muridae, commonly referred to as a mouse.
I don't...
A variety of foot apparel, e.g. stockings, socks, etc., had been affixed by and around the chimney in said house in the hope that a certain St. Nick, a.k.a. St. Nicholas, a.k.a. Santa Claus, here and after Claus, or the subject, would arrive at some time thereafter.
Stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there.
Yes. The minor residents...
And the children.
How's that?
Children.
Uh-huh. I.e. the children mm-hmm. of the aforementioned house were located in their individual beds and were engaged in nocturnal hallucinations.
English, sir.
I've got this covered. In the form of dreams, wherein visions of confectionery treats, including but not limited to candies, nuts, and or sugar plums, did dance, cavort, and otherwise appear in said dream.
Sir, these are little kids.
Whereupon the party, the first part, sometimes hereinafter referred to as I,
oh God,
being a tenant by the entirety in fee simple of the house with the party, the second part hereinafter, Mama, and said Mama had retired for a sustained period of sleep. At such time, the parties were clad in various forms of headgear, to wit, kerchief and cap.
This is why I don't do this anymore, guys.
Suddenly, and without prior notice or warning, there did occur upon the unimproved portion of real property adjacent to the house, i.e. the lawn, a certain disruption of unknown nature, cause, and or circumstance.
It's okay, Bobby.
The first part, did immediately rush to a window in the house to investigate the cause of said disturbance. At that time, the party, the first part, did observe with some degree of wonder and or disbelief a miniature sleigh, hereinafter referred to as the vehicle.
It's Santa's sleigh, kids.
Being pulled and or drawn very rapidly through the air by approximately 8 reindeer.
There you go. It's the reindeer. Yeah.
The driver of the vehicle appeared to be, and in fact was, the previously referenced Claus.
Yay, Santa.
As more specifically identified below.
No.
Said Claus was providing specific direction, instruction, and guidance to the aforementioned 8 reindeer, and specifically identified the animal co-conspirators by name thus. Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, and Blitzen, hereinafter the deer.
Sir.
Upon information and belief, it is further asserted that an additional co-conspirator named Rudolph may have also been involved.
Ooh, look, you've got motion docket this morning.
Party of the first part witnessed Claus, the vehicle, and the deer intentionally and willfully trespass upon the roofs of several residences located adjacent to and in the vicinity of the house, and noted that the vehicle was heavily laden with packages, toys, and other items of unknown origin or nature.
This is so embarrassing.
Suddenly, without prior invitation or permission, either express or implied, the vehicle arrived at the house, specifically on the rooftop thereof, causing unspecified damage thereto by means of the hooves of said animal co-conspirator.
Do something, dear.
He's in the zone. There's no stopping him now.
Whereupon Claus willfully and illegally trespassed and entered said house via the chimney.
See, kid, Santa came down the chimney. Yeah.
The party, the first part, positively identified said Claus from the following appearance. The subject was clad in a red fur suit, which was partially covered with residue from the chimney, and he carried a large sack containing a portion of the aforementioned packages, toys, and other unknown items. Claus's face was identifiable by certain cherry-like and bow-like features, and he was smoking what appeared to be tobacco in a small pipe in blatant violation of local ordinances and health regulations.
Is Santa gonna get in trouble?
No, honey, Aunt Jolene is.
The potentially toxic fumes of which assumed a wreath-like shape around the subject's head. Said Claus made no utterances or admissions, but immediately began filling the stockings of the minor children, which hung adjacent to the chimney.
See? Santa's leaving toys for all the kids.
Footnote clarification, it was the stockings, not the children, that were hanging adjacent to the chimney.
You're not studying any of that yet, sir.
With toys and other small gifts. Said items did not, however, constitute gifts to said minors pursuant to the applicable provisions of the tax statute or any applicable or relevant gifts to minors legislation.
What's he saying, retarded?
Upon completion of such tasks, Claus touched the side of his nose and flew, rose, and or ascended up the chimney of the house to the roof where the vehicle and deer waited and or served as lookouts. And after vaulting into the vehicle, signaling his co-conspirators and abettors with a whistle, Claus abruptly departed for an unknown destination. However, prior to the disappearance of the vehicle, deer, and Claus, the party of the first part did hear Claus state and or exclaim, quote, Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night, unquote.
Oh, thank God.
A clear violation of local and federal statutes on the separation of church and state.
Mr. Stickler!
Claus is currently at large.
Oh.
Thank you. If any of you children have any questions or comments, please refer them to my secretary. Here's my bill. Good day.
Hey, does the firm still represent the school board?
Why do you ask?
I'm just wondering if there was going to be a conflict.
I'll look into it.
Oops, didn't know the mic was on there. That's what that little light's for. Hope you guys are having a marvelous weekend. No matter where you are, whatever you happen to be getting yourself up to, we're glad you're sharing it with us. Stay right where you are. We'll be back.
Roxbury. And now, a Roxbury Players Holiday Musical Interlude.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Belle's Christmas Kitchen.
Hey, Miss Belle. How you doing today?
Super stressed. I know you're busy. Do you have time for me?
Yeah, darling.
Alec, baby, he's cooking with fabulosity for me. I'm having people over tomorrow. Alec, baby, so hurry to my kitchen tonight.
Can I bring my bags in? I'm thinking about moving in for the week.
Please do. Alec, baby, you told me how to cook this ham 1,000 times, but I haven't learned. It's burned. I need another one, please. Alec, baby, so hurry to my kitchen tonight. Here, I'll turn on the oven for you, dear.
I'd really rather you not touch that.
Agreed to feed my family, but the only thing I know how to prepare is sweet tea. I have lighted reindeer on the roof, Dasher, Dancer, and Comet, but my husband says my cooking will make everyone vomit. Oh dear. Alec, baby, you have to make me something extreme, like a 6-foot bacon cheese ring.
Boy,
they're always a big hit. Alec, baby, so hurry to my kitchen tonight.
Oh yeah.
Hurry to my kitchen tonight. Please, hurry to my kitchen tonight.
You're listening to a Roxbury series of holiday entertainment. No, seriously, this is it. These are holiday shows. It doesn't get any more holiday-ier than this. Yeah.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Belle's Christmas Kitchen. Welcome into the kitchen, Mr. Alec Naaman.
Hey, Miss Belle, how you doing?
I see you doing fabulously. I'm ready for the holidays. I would like to know how to make something like a pumpkin bread or something with cranberries, some kind of bread that I can put in those cute little pans.
Maybe a cranberry walnut bread. Something seasonal, something tasty, something that you don't mind putting out for your guests to enjoy. You preheat your oven at 325, position the rack right in the middle of the oven. Not too high, not too low, right in the middle.
Yeah, that's where a rack should be, right in the middle. And like Bob Seger said, way up firm and high.
And what's that supposed to mean?
Bob Seger did not do a song about racks.
He did too. Don't you remember that song, Night Moves?
We are not starting out the Christmas season smarmy.
All right. And then, of course, I mentioned you got to have your one of those 8x4 kind of loaf pan. All right. In the meantime, you get you like 1 tablespoon of butter, a cup of the dried cranberries, 2 teaspoons of some grated orange zest.
I remember that one.
That's the skin off the orange itself where you just scrape the skin.
Would you stifle yourself?
Okay, I'll be quiet. Jeez, you gotta be in this mood the entire holiday season? Whoa.
You need 1 cup of sugar. You need 4 cups of flour, but you don't use it all at once.
I just sit here like quiet, you know?
Then you get your half a teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of baking powder, half a teaspoon of baking soda, 3 tablespoons of unsalted butter.
Shut up!
1 large egg, lightly beaten, 1/2 cup of fresh orange juice, 1/2 cup of water, and 1 cup of chopped walnuts. I always like to toast my walnuts first. I put them on a cookie sheet. I lay the walnuts, spread them all out. I heat them up a little bit till the oil start coming out of the walnuts themselves. Brings the flavors, the aromas, all that out of the walnuts. So that when you do mix it in with your bread mixture, and the bread mixture actually picks up the flavor from the oils of the walnut. But that's the crunchy part. So anyhow, I told you to preheat your oven at 325. Okay. I told you to put the rack in the middle of the oven. All right. Well, in the meantime, chop up those dried cranberries. Yeah, pretty good. Chop them up coarsely, all right? Just kind of chop them up. And you place them in the saucepan over low heat, so you kind of cook them a little bit. You add the orange zest, and you add 1/2 cup of the sugar, all right? You heat this up slowly, just to a simmer. Now, everything, just heat this up slowly, stirring to dissolve the sugars. Then you set it aside and let it cool a little bit. In a medium little bowl, you stir together the flour, the salt, the baking powder, and the baking soda. All right, now listen, you got to be precise with this baking powder and this baking soda. Otherwise, this stuff will rise so big that you'll need 2 of those pans I told you just to hold it, okay? So don't overuse the baking powder. You really got to be precise with the baking and the baking soda. All right. So anyhow, you mix that flour, salt, baking powder, baking soda together in that little bowl, and you set it aside. All right, now in a separate bowl, now you got to get another bowl out, okay? I know you're dirtying up, yes.
Dirtying up all these bowls. I've got 4 or 5 already. Earl's doing the dishes.
Combine the unsalted butter. Kind of let it come to room temperature so it's really soft and you know, squishy. Combine the unsalted butter and the remaining cup of half a cup of sugar. Beat until it's light and fluffy, about 3 minutes. Add a beaten egg. Just, you know, I told you to kind of loosely beat that egg. Now you add that egg to that sugar and butter. Stir in about that half of that, I told you about you needed that other half of the flour that you weren't going to use at all in the mixture. So that other half of flour that I told you about, you're now going to mix that. And then you began to cool this cranberry mixture. So you stir in this remaining flour mixture and then into the cooled cranberry mixture. You add the walnuts and you stir just to combine the batter with the lump until it's a little lumpy. Spoon the batter into the prepared loaf pan. Bake in the preheated oven for 55 to 60 minutes or until you take a toothpick, insert it in the center of the loaf, and if it comes out clean, well, then it's done. If it comes out still liquidy, moist, or food's attached to it, well, then it needs to bake just a little bit longer. But when it's done, remove the loaf from the oven, cool it in the pan for at least 5 minutes. Turn it out onto a wire rack and cool completely. Slice and serve. Don't slice it while it's still too hot or you'll squash it.
Wait, you mean smoosh? I got a smoosh, man.
Dear Lord, give me strength.
Thanks so much, Alec. We'll see you next week, sweetheart.
Yeah, darling. We'll see you next week.
Join us right here next week for Belle's Christmas Kitchen. Cha-cha, dolls.
And you know, it's not too late to call Naaman's Catering right here in Mobile, 473-3900, to get on their calendar to come tend your event. Fabulous food, even more fabulous people that come out to help you. Put on a knocked out, delicious spread, and they handle all the cleanup. It's pristine from start to finish, and the best food, hands down. And if you don't have them come out and cater your event, order some delicious hors d'oeuvres or even main dishes a la carte. They will cook it for you, pick it up hot and ready, and tell everybody at the party you cooked it. Yeah, they'll believe that. I tried that once. Call Naaman's Catering here in Mobile, 473-3900. You know, over the last year or two, we've had a lot going on around here at Roxbury Farms, settling in with the new studios and the house, or the houses, I should say. You know, we moved, and you know how it is when you move. We don't have anything in boxes anymore, but I gotta tell you, I am very, very bad at hiding things from myself. I'll get this brilliant idea. Oh, let me put this here because this location makes sense to me at the moment, and I will remember where I put it. That's not the case. And it seems to be getting worse. But really, this time of year, I'm looking for the Christmas decorations and, you know, things to do with the holidays and specific pieces of bakeware. And no, I don't have my mom's pumpkin muffin pans. We go through that every year. But I hide these things from myself. Or worse, when I'm looking for the misplaced item, I'll walk into a room and just, you know, forget why I'm in there, what I'm looking for. I think something's really wrong with me. You know, a listener wrote in to talk about this very thing. A little condition women of a certain age will start to suffer from. Hot flashes and stuff. You know what I'm talking about. And if you're too young to know what I'm talking about, well, good for you! Sorry about that. Maybe some of you can relate to this. The CRS syndrome, can't remember stuff. Yeah, that's what they call it. Walk into a room, can't remember why you're there, all while managing a body temperature of 200 degrees. She didn't want me to use her name, her full name, but she said I could just call her Jay. So here we go, Jacqueline, this one's for you. Ooh, sorry.
Always hot, always heated. If fire was a person, that's how I feel. Touch that AC and I'm killing you.
No problem.
You'd better leave that mug on 62.
Not moving it an inch.
I get up to
go to the next room. Left my laptop open, now they're watching me on Zoom. I must be such a sight as I circle the room.
Yeah, but on the plus side, you are trending.
'Cause I still can't recall what I came in here for.
Is it bigger than a bread box?
No, I still can't recall what I came in here for.
Okay, I'm gonna retrace all my steps and then maybe I'll remember.
I'm wanting chocolate to pass my lips. I'm wanting Cheeto orange fingertips. Did I mention I'm on fire?
Yeah, that came up.
It's a freeze I desire.
How about some cuddle time, hmm?
And don't you touch me with those hands of the devil.
They are kind of sweaty.
Keep your hot paws to yourself. Feels like I swallowed the microwave. Get me shave ice and please behave.
One bubblegum ice coming up.
'Cause I still can't recall what I came in here for.
To get me a beer?
Here's your beer.
Ow!
No, I still can't recall what I came in here for.
Scissors. Scissors. I was looking for the scissors.
Let me explain what this phenomenon is called.
You're going to mansplain hot flashes to me while I'm standing here with a pair of scissors. Huh?
No, I'm not mansplaining. I'm merely...
How is it possible you haven't learned by now? I don't want to hear your comments and your helpful tips.
I'll get you that bubblegum ice right away.
I'm not a smart man.
No, not really, no. If you have not already, download the FM Talk 106.5 app. If you do that, you'll have right at your fingertips FM Talk streaming live, access to over 50 hours of local programming each week. All the podcasts are available, including this show right here, and it's free. The FM Talk 106.5 app, download it right now.
Guests of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour stay at that big fancy hotel downtown. Hey, wait, she never has any guests?
Hello there. I'm a hard-working college student at a handsomely priced private Southern Ivy.
Southern Ivy!
And when I get done at the library, I go right back to my safe space and snuggle up with my radio and listen to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
Son.
Is that good?
No, it's stupid.
Can we use that one?
No, it's stupid. We can't
use it. That's funny enough for you, Mom?
It's ridiculous, and you know that's not what I asked you to do. How come you can't do one thing for me?
I get paid, right?
No. We thank you for listening to talk radio, because after all, talk radio stations are the ones who can typically find a space for a show like this. And if it's an independent talk radio station, well, they can put us anywhere they want, because nobody is the boss of them. What's so special about the holiday specials? Kinda depends on how much cooperation we get from the guys at FM Talk. Sometimes I need their help, their input, and they're not very cooperative. Case and point. Hello?
Hey, Jolene. It's Dalton.
Hey, Dalton. Are you guys still coming up here? You know I need both of you. Just because it's after Thanksgiving, people still cook turkeys on Christmas, and they might need to know how.
I can't make it today because, well, I think I can find something better to do.
Oh, man.
But Dan's coming up there.
Oh, yeah, so I guess he couldn't find anything better to do?
I may have told him he's getting paid for it.
Paid? I'm not paying you guys.
Okay, bye.
Oh, look, everybody, it's one half of Mobile Mornings. Dan Brennan gracing us with his presence.
Hey, Jolene, glad to be here.
I hope you're still glad when I tell you I'm not paying you. Just need somebody from the station to volunteer every once in a while.
Look, I'm glad to help you out, but...
But nothing. Sean Sullivan promised me I'd get some cooperation from you guys. You gotta help me.
Remind me exactly what you need me to do?
Nothing really. Just be on standby to help me. Look at this guy. This is why I don't have guests.
Okay, you gotta squeeze the nose.
Yeah, nobody's doing that.
Come on, squeeze the wheeze.
Nobody's doing that. We are on the air.
Hi, everybody.
We're here to cook a turkey. A lot of people cook turkey on Christmas. Show us.
That's right. How to cook a turkey. Okay, so the first thing you do is go buy a turkey.
Got one right here. Right here on the kitchen counter.
Where was I? Stop two. Took a drink of whiskey, scotch, or JD.
Good Lord.
Step four.
Nope.
Three. Put turkey in the oven. What step are we on?
That was three.
Take another two drinks of whiskey. One.
This is getting out of hand.
Jolene,
step
look.
To the right and set the degree at 375 ovens. Step three.
Oh, this is four.
Hopefully there are 12 steps involved here.
At least.
More whiskeys of drink. Then on the turvin-o.
Turn the oven on.
On the turvin-oven-o. Tivy, Tama did.
Turn the oven on.
Take four more whisks of drinky.
I don't think I've ever seen anybody drink that fast.
Oh,
gross.
Then you want to turk the basty and stick it in the thermometer. That doesn't look comfortable. Pour some more whiskey and bake it for 4 hours. Ooh, I think I've been baked for more than 4 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Take the oven out of the turkey and whoop.
Oh, man. It's on the floor.
Jolene.
He dropped the turkey.
Pick him up off the floor.
Nobody can eat that now.
Find someone to turk the carving.
We're not going to bother carving the turkey. You ruined it.
Should he be handling any sharp objects?
I don't think I trust myself with a knife right now.
Nobody does.
Cut yourself another scuttle of botch and tet the sable. Pour yourself a nice glass of turkey, then gobble it down. Then you just bless the saying, pass, and eat out. Thanks for coming, everybody.
Oops, I think he's going down again.
He can't stay there on the floor. Help me pick him up. Stop making me laugh and help me pick him up.
I can't lift him, Jolene.
Where are you going, Dan?
I've got morning show prep to do.
Right. Get back here.
I'll see you later.
You can't stay 1 minute to help. Please don't slam the screen door.
Rocks me!
Hi, Jolene. It's Billy Davis.
Hey, Billy. How you doing? Everybody, Billy Davis, longtime friend of the show.
It's so good to hear you on the air, especially during the holidays. I just get so depressed, you know, when the holidays roll around. You know, now that I'm not working during the day anymore since my accident with the compact disc.
You've got a compacted disc? What happened?
Oh, no, my discs are fine.
Oh, okay. Well, what's wrong?
You mean to tell me nobody told you about the pallet full of CDs that got dropped on my foot?
Oh, compact discs. No, nobody told me about that.
Yeah, came crashing right down off the forklift right on top of my foot.
Oh, that is terrible.
I got all kinds of pins in it, Jolene. It's awful.
I am so sorry. How did this happen?
Well, I was helping out at the neighborhood fall festival. You know, Christopher and I love to help out every year, and it's so nice when fall rolls around. I just love it,
yeah.
You know? Anyway, I was helping them organize the yard sale, and, you know, getting all the items marked and whatnot.
Yeah.
And there's this lady there, and she says, oh, I got the garage full of old Humperdinkles CDs and Tom Jones and Barry Manilows and everything.
Uh-huh.
From back when she's and her husband used to own a music store.
Okay.
Well, I told our homeowners association, ain't nobody going to buy them old CDs. And at hauling them over here, ain't going to be nothing but a lot of trouble and a total waste of time. But she insisted.
Mm.
She said she'd get her brother-in-law to load them up on his forklift and bring them right over.
Mm-mm.
I should have known right there. That is going to be a problem. Because he's 80 years old, Jolene.
Mm-hmm.
He don't need to be driving a dang forklift.
No.
I mean, I see him in the yard. He's sitting over there talking to the trash cans and pointing up in the air like he just scored a touchdown.
If he's talking to trash cans, he doesn't need to be driving a forklift. What happened?
Well, let me tell you what happened.
Okay.
So he comes flying around the corner. He's got this pallet up high on the forklift, way high, full of CDs.
Uh-oh.
And every pine cone he rolls over, the pallet's going back and forth. And finally, look, I'm trying to guide him into the garage, and
uh-huh.
he rolls into this big old armadillo hole, and the pallet comes down right on top of my foot, the whole
thing. God. Billy, I'm sorry I didn't know about any of this. Are you better?
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm much better now, but I can't do a lot of walking, so that's why I had to leave my full-time job at the garden center.
Uh-huh.
No, just you get a little bit attached to the plants, to the
yeah.
ferns and the flowers and what
yeah.
have you, and you just... It's like family, and I'd hated to leave anyway. I, I just have to stay busy or I get depressed about it.
I understand.
I want to come up if that's all right.
Sure.
Okay, sweetie. Well, we'll see you soon.
How soon?
Bye.
Give me a couple of days, heads up. I'm Jolene Roxbury, and on behalf of the Roxbury Players, we have had a great time with you. If you missed the show this week, or if you just enjoyed it so much you want to hear it again, we are podcastable. Download the FM Talk 106.5 app. You'll be able to stream it live wherever you go. Just stick us in your pocket. Put in your earbuds while you're walking around. Everybody will wonder what's wrong with you. Remember to laugh a little bit more because laughter releases and dolphins will make you feel better. It's true. Meet you right back here next week. See you soon.
Join us next time on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.